The Magen Midvina had been developing the idea of doing things l'shem shemayim, and he discussed that someone who does things l'shem shemayim, so then even in his mundane things, he's still standing before Hashem. And he gave a beautiful pshat about Avraham Avinu, v'Avraham Odenu omed lifnei Hashem, that these Arabs, or angels dressed as Arabs, leave his house, and the Torah attests Avram was still standing before Hashem, as though he never left that connection with Hashem. And the Magen Midvina said that was the idea here, that as busy as he was taking care of his guests, he was still just as connected to Hashem. With David HaMelech, we're up to the bottom line on Reish Samach Beis. No, but a person can be on a level where they're connected to Hashem, not only when they're in prayer, but even in their mundane things, their mind and soul is still connected. And their actions, their mundane actions, are going to be a reflection of that connection to Hashem. A person behaves differently when he feels Hashem is part of his life. Some people are, I talk to Hashem in davening, but I leave him in shul, and then I go and cheat in business. So that's, then the idea is that I take that elevated spirit I had in shul, and I take it with me the rest of the day. It affects, and I'm still connected. And David HaMelech Alav Shalom Amar, King David, peace be upon him, he said, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, I place Hashem before me always, Ki Mimini Balemot, because it's my right, and I don't let go, so to speak. It doesn't let go. What does it mean, it's my right? Ma'amar Yamin, we're on the top of page Reish Samach Gimel. When we use the term Yamin, one's right, Yisov ala Tachlit, right is a reference to the essence. Usmol, and the word left in Tanakh, Yisov al Inyan Mikre, that's a reference to things that are coincidental. Asher eino rak ezer ma ala Tachlit, things that are supportive to the essence, but they aren't the essence. Kmo yad ha-smalit shelo titzach limlacha hi levada, just like your left hand, that doesn't usually accomplish things alone, kim litmoch velazor layamin, but it plays a supportive role to the right hand. Uchemamar, as the verse says, orach yamin bimina, longevity is in its right. Etzem tachlita kenu, the essence of Torah is longevity. Bismola osho vechavod, on its left is wealth and honor. Kederach mikret tashpia gam kenosho vechavod, by the way, Torah also affords wealth and honor. Valved hashlem amiti hinei kol melechto bimin, so one who serves truthfully in a whole fashion, so then everything he does is with the right. Shiviti Hashem ki mimini balemot, keomram zichonam livracha, as our sages taught, bechol levavcha vishnei yitzarecha. It says, serve Hashem with all your hearts. It means with your two desires. Gam be'et asher yochal ve'yishteh, even when he's doing things that theoretically would be yetzer hara, like Rav Moshe Cordoviro writes in Tomer Dvorah, yetzer hara is not bad. Yetzer hara is physical. It's physical, which tends to draw us beyond the balance, and therefore it ends up being bad. But it's not intrinsically bad. So when we say serve Hashem with your two desires, that means the desire for good, otherwise known as the desire for spirituality, and the desire for bad, otherwise known as the desire for physicality, which is not intrinsically bad. So a person can serve Hashem with his two desires. In other words, gam be'et asher yochal ve'yishteh, even when he's eating and drinking, yochal rak lahachzik et gufo l'torah v'litudah v'lavodat hatzedakah, he's eating in order to have strength to continue the service of Hashem. Torah, charity, service of Hashem. Hu shamar, that's what the verse says. Shiviti Hashem lenegdi tamid, ki mimini balemot. Hi avoda nivcheret mekora baruch, hi avat achen asher zacharnu. That's the true service. That's my right. That's my focus. My focus, my essence is the service of Hashem. Many people live the other way. My essence is my job. My essence is my time off. And then, by the way, I gotta punch the card in shul in the morning. I gotta do those religious things like putting on a tefillin and a davening and what's my wife gonna say? What's the neighbors gonna say? What's the kids gonna say? Okay, so I punch the card. David HaMelech says, no, my essence is Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. My essence is that Hashem is ever present in my life, and that reflects on everything else. Everything else is the coincidental. Ki inam lo liot nikle ve'eved lo yitbarach. It was pleasant for David to call himself the servant of Hashem. For a king to call himself servant, yes, that was pleasant for him because he recognized that Hashem is God, that Hashem is above everything. He recognized Hashem's capacity. He recognized that Hashem is involved. He knows what's going on. And then David says, so what's my focus in life? My focus is to be a trustworthy servant, to be faithful to my job. He only goes to sleep after he spread out the blanket he spreads out. This is a beautiful mashal, which he didn't invent. He's really quoting an Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra said this. Lo yishkav ki mal yitzua avato. Don't lay down unless you've spread the blanket of its love. That's the metaphorical term the Ibn Ezra said. You spread out the blanket of the love of Torah, meaning you walk away from your consciousness out of the love of Torah. And those of you who have ever been in love in your life know what it means, that you go to sleep thinking about it and you wake up thinking about it. And you might have experienced this about your new car, but Amir Shem will experience it about your new wife. That you go to sleep thinking about her and you wake up thinking about her. Lo yegekim betorato. David HaMelech's thoughts are only he goes to sleep off of thinking off of his love for Hashem. He thinks about Hashem's Torah. Lo yechshov kim tehilato. His thoughts are about Hashem's praise. Lo yismach kim beuzo uchvodo. His joy is when Hashem is honored, etc. His rejoicing is when Hashem's glorified. Not to mention moving a foot or a hand. He doesn't move his eyebrow. He doesn't bat an eyelash unless it's something that's supportive of the will of Hashem. As the verse says, be whole with Hashem your God, which here again the Magid Midubna is giving us a new pshat. Be whole with Hashem, the Magid Midubna is interpreting that everything about you should be about your love, your connection to Hashem. So that's the idea that the Magid Midubna was developing in this chapter, the idea of a wholesome service, a wholesome connection to Hashem, where everything we do is connected to Avodat Hashem.